This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump say they only need one day to present their client's case in his impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. Trump's lawyers are mounting the former president's defense Friday without any testimony from the former president, who declined to participate in the trial. Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is, quote, clear and overwhelming, end quote, evidence that Mr. Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. The prosecutor investigating whether Donald Trump tried to influence the result of Georgia's 2020 presidential election suggested the former president knew what he was doing when he asked a state official to, quote, find, end quote, one more vote than he needed to win. The investigation centers around a January 2nd telephone call Mr. Trump made, pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State to overturn the state's election results based on unfounded voter fraud claims. The prosecutor said the investigation will probably, quote, go past this one phone call, end quote. A grand jury could expect to get subpoenas in the case in March. The United Nations human rights investigator for Myanmar urged the UN Security Council Friday to consider imposing sanctions and arms embargoes as 300 elected Myanmar lawmakers urged investigations into the military seizure of power. The United States, which imposed its own sanctions Thursday, took the floor at the Human Rights Council to urge other UN member states to follow suit. Meanwhile, huge crowds gathered in cities around the Southeast Asian country Friday for a seventh straight day of protests, demanding the return of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the administration is cutting off the military's access to $1 billion in funds. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed in a fire at a firecracker factory in southern India Friday, police said. A regional police official said an investigation was underway into what caused the blaze at the factory in a region that is dependent on the pyrotechnics industry for a living. He said 26 others have been hospitalized. Pakistan said Friday four of its soldiers were killed when terrorists raided a security post in a remote northwestern district. The army said Pakistani troops responded promptly and killed four assailants. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack. Pakistan has approved China's CanSinoBio COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, the health minister said Friday. The country's drug regulation authority had met and approved the vaccine following the company releasing interim efficacy results last week. The multi-country trial, including Pakistan, shows 65.7% efficacy in preventing symptomatic coronavirus cases and a 90.98% success rate in stopping severe infections. The country with the highest COVID-19 tally on the continent of Africa, South Africa, will begin vaccinating frontline healthcare workers with an unapproved coronavirus vaccine by the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical company next week. They want to see if it provides protection from the variant sweeping the country. Democratic Republic of Congo has confirmed a third Ebola case this week in North Kivu province, said Provincial Health Minister Eugene Nzanzu Friday. The case was found in the city of Butembo, the epicenter of a previous outbreak that was declared over last June. Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, will begin its third lockdown Friday due to a rapidly spreading COVID-19 cluster centered on hotel quarantine. The city, COVID-free for 3 months, is currently hosting the Australian Open Grand Slam, with tens of thousands of socially distanced fans gathering to watch international players. While play will continue under the restrictions, fans will no longer be permitted and players must restrict themselves to biosecure bubbles. British scientists announced Friday they developed a test to detect womb cancer using urine samples, explaining the method could replace a painful and invasive procedure currently in use. Nearly a third of women who undergo the procedure have the process repeated because of technical difficulties or intolerable pain, the research showed. Musician Chick Corea, a towering jazz pianist with a staggering 23 Grammy Awards, has died at 79 years old. He died of a rare cancer, his team posted on his website. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.